This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Yeah, I've been watching this for a while. This past Monday was the effect of the repeal of net neutrality. And a lot of people are alarmed about the repeal of net neutrality. FCC Commission Chairman Ajit Pai initially introduced the Restoring Internet Freedom Order, which repeals the Obama-era Open Internet Order net neutrality rules. It was passed by a vote of the FCC in December. The Internet, as we know it, may not exist, CNET said on Monday as the repeal took effect. TechCrunch declared, net neutrality is officially dead today, but the fight to revive it lives on. The end of the Internet as we know it, read the main headline on CNN after the December vote. Net neutrality imposed heavy regulations on Internet service providers and classified them as public utilities. Critics said that the rules choke companies like popular streaming services by regulating how they present content to consumers. Those pushing for the rules argued that control of the Internet should not be left to the whims of private companies. Pai called the Obama-era rules heavy-handed and has remained firm in his conviction that less regulation is the best path for a more free and open Internet. He said in December, following today's vote, Americans will still be able to access the websites they want to visit. They will still be able to enjoy the services they want to enjoy. There will still be cops on the beat guarding a free and open Internet. This is the way things were prior to 2015, and this is the way they will be once again. Net neutrality didn't exist until 3 years ago. And I myself have been trying to figure out what is the difference between net neutrality and what I had prior to that and what I have now, because I can't tell the difference. And that just mystifies me that everybody's up in arms. How was the Internet? I mean, if the Internet was going down, wouldn't CNET, TechCrunch, and CNN.com, wouldn't all these people, wouldn't they be the first ones to go down because of this heavy-handed restoring freedom to the net? It was already illegal to do a lot of things, and those rules remain in place. Anyway, I just found that interesting. I didn't go to college. Sometimes I regret it, and then other times I'm like, you know, if I'd gone to college, I'd still owe on that sucker. But the one thing I would have liked to have experienced about college is this feeling of belonging to some big, you know, traditional thing like a, you know, an institution of learning. That would have been cool. The people that do take that kind of stuff really serious. So when 24 student activists crashed an alumni event at Duke University on Saturday using a megaphone to make their demands and drown out the speaker, Duke President Vincent Price, they were surprised to discover that their interruption had irritated a lot of the alumni in the audience, some of whom heckled them and then turned their backs while the demands were read. Now Duke's administration is considering whether to discipline the students whose behavior unquestionably violates university policy. And that doesn't sit well with the students. Protest leader Gino Nuzzolillo, that's all I'm going to go by from here on out, accused administrators of aggravating the mental health problems of student activists. The administration's letters informing students that they are under investigation have had the effect of exacerbating any pre-existing mental health conditions. Gino told the Duke Chronicle. The protests happened during an alumni event reflecting on the 50th anniversary of the 1968 silent vigil at Duke, a series of student-led sit-ins on campus. Gino and his comrades sought to channel the spirit of the silent vigil, although their protest was anything but silent. About 25 students stormed the stage inside Page Auditorium while Price was speaking and chanted, "President Price, get off the stage," and "Whose university? Our university," until they had command of the room. Then they read a list of demands, which included raising the university's minimum wage to $15 an hour, hiring more faculty members of color, and spending more money on counseling services. The Duke Chronicle reported that some of the audience supported the students while others did not. They received mixed reactions from the alumni in the audience. Some alumni did nothing while others booed loudly or clapped in support. Many stood up and turned their backs to the stage, some shouting vulgarities. The reporters reported hearing racial epithets. Oh, my. They noted that they were surprised by the extent of the alumni's negative reactions. Student organizer Bryce Cracknell added that he was disappointed that the administrators focused more on stopping the students than angry alumni. Instead of actually going to the alumni and saying, that's not appropriate, or removing them from the space, they were more worried about us, Cracknell said. And this is not an uncommon opinion among the protest leaders. Gino expressed disappointment that the adults whose job it is to care for us failed to do so. Do you not find it remarkable that these students expected the other people in the room to applaud and validate them for derailing the event? These alumni like to get together and just hang out and be around each other. And that and what they're there for is for the fellowship in a lot of cases. And giving money to the school. You know, that's a big thing too. Students also think the university should refrain from punishing them because any punishment would contribute to their mental health problems. Tough. The ones that have mental health problems probably should not be protesting. When you're going out there and trying to shift public policy and you're not in charge of anything yet and you haven't gotten to the point of, say, being an alumni, where you've actually gone out into the world and done something, when you get out there and try to tell the adults that they must do this for us, and, you know, it's your university today, but in some amount of time, you're going to be gone. I don't know what they expect. So I think I'm concerned that the university knows that by sending these conduct letters out, according to Gino now, that there will be concerning the students and that they will be exacerbating any pre-existing mental health conditions. And like Bryce said, traumatizing and starting new ones, especially after Saturday's issues. I think among the many things that we share in common with the administration, the number one thing is that we all want to see this university be better and be more accommodating and make changes. We're not sure why they're not taking that approach too and reaching out to us in good faith rather than initiating a conduct process, because somebody's got to be in charge, Junior. And the adults are going to be in charge, whether you like it or not. You can get in there and you can shout them down or anything. What happens one day when you come to school and there's no teachers? What happens when you come to school one day? What happens if you go to class one day and there's no classes or you can't get access to a building? What happens one day after you take over a building, which is a hostile act, by the way, and your president is one of these, you know, ex-military types who's not going to stand for any of that stuff, and instead of getting there and trying to reason with you, which, you know, I think is a waste of time, they call the cops, and then you're surrounded by a bunch of people that, you know, don't share the same concerns you have. These students want to have it both ways. They want to fight injustice, engage in civil obedience like the activists of yore, and then they thumb their noses at the administration. But at the same time, they want the administrators to make them feel safe and comfortable and shield them from criticism and play the role of the protected parent. They want to be celebrated as resistance fighters and treated like trauma victims. These student activists of 2018, they need a lot of people holding their hands, don't they? I guess as they try to overthrow the oppressors, they need a lot of handhold. Come with me, Gino. Let me show you how fights are fought, how wars are fought. You may die, which, you know, that won't help your mental health either, but, you know, we're going into the adult stuff now, the adulting, as you would say. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, I'm Craig Salmon, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Live here in the upstate of South Carolina, we have many Waffle Houses. I used to deliver to Waffle House. It's amazing how many of those things are out there. Waffle Houses here in South Carolina, or at least in the upstate of South Carolina, are all considered gun-free zones. Although, if you know them like I do, some are not as gun-free as others might be, because I used to deliver to the back door. And in South Carolina, while the signs do have the force of law, they have to be on all the doors for them to actually be in force. So, they don't have one on the back door and they have one on the front door, the front one on the front door is basically neutralized. But they have been gun-free zones for quite some time. And we have had defensive gun uses in Waffle Houses. And we've actually, I've actually seen these defensive gun uses where the criminals, you know, the criminal gets killed in the altercation, and then the family of the criminal gets out there and wants to sue the defender because he was supposed to be in a gun-free zone and took a gun in there anyway. Even though their little darling was pointing a loaded weapon at somebody else and might have shot them, or maybe has shot other people. Who knows? Who knows? Now, Nashville, now, first things first, I have heard that Waffle House is going to maintain their gun-free zone status. So, splendid. I don't eat at Waffle Houses. I don't eat at Waffle Houses. Coming out of Nashville, the Nashville mayor called for more gun control in the wake of the shooting that killed four people at a Waffle House last weekend, with the alleged shooter now in custody. Mayor David Briley, a Democrat, said, clearly the victims of this shooting deserve our prayers and our thoughts, but they also deserve leaders who will step up and take action and do something to get these weapons off our streets. Innocent Nashvillians were terrorized by a man with an AR-15. Let's be honest, some people see these weapons as having a purpose of terrorizing other people. It's happening too much. Enough is enough. Now, the part that he, of course, leaves out is because this, you know, this kid had had his guns taken, legally had his guns taken, because he was a prohibited person. And his father gave his guns back to him. What they should have done, if this kid was a prohibited person, was, you know, just take the guns. Okay? You don't leave. That was a tactical, strategic shortcoming for law enforcement to leave the guns where this kid could get to him with his father as the custodian. Now, why that part is not being talked about is beyond me. Same neighborhood also saw one person killed and several wounded at a church shooting last September. That shooter was armed with two pistols and he was captured by an armed citizen. Riley concludes that we need comprehensive gun reform to address mass shootings, domestic shootings, accidental shootings, and homicides. If we can all just come together for this and for the greater good, we can take these weapons of war off the streets of our country. A Democratic Congress critter who also represents the area, Jim Cooper, agrees, tweeting that we can and must do everything possible to prevent these tragedies and keep Americans safe. And that starts with restricting widespread civilian access to military-grade assault weapons. Remember what I said about this military-grade nonsense? Every gun out there today, if it has a barrel that is unobstructed, is military-grade. There's some 380 semi-automatics that will probably never see any service, some 32 revolvers that will never see service in the military. But just about anything out there that you can find today could be considered military grade just because it has a barrel. These guys, what these guys are doing is they lack the proper vocabulary to describe a semi-automatic weapon that looks scary, which is how they should put it, because that sounds a lot better to me than military grade. Riley has never been elected to his position. He slid into it in March after the previous mayor resigned in scandal. He will face the voters for the first time as mayor in August. Now, as the earlier church shooting shows, and as the fact that rifles of any sort are generally used in only around 2% of America's gun homicides shows, Riley's focus on the AR-15 and Collins on military-grade assault weapons are more about pageantry than they are about actually thwarting a major threat to his citizens. As Jacob Sullum has written, the features that define so-called assault weapons, things like folding stocks and barrel shrouds, have little or nothing to do with their effectiveness in the hands of a mass shooter. Contrary to popular belief, Such guns do not fire faster. They do not fire more rounds or fire larger caliber rounds than the ones that would remain legal. And even if she could make all assault weapons magically disappear, would-be mass rampage killers, which is what they should be called, would have plenty of equally lethal choices left. Now, the particular facts of the Waffle House shooting involved someone, Travis Reinking, who already had strong gun laws aimed at him, including actual confiscation of weapons, revocation of a state license to possess weapons. This is a further sign that even strong laws actually enforced to the best of the government's likely capacity are not sufficient, they're not sufficient to prevent these tragedies. At least seven states and some localities already have some version of an assault weapon ban. And in the week of the Florida school shooting in Florida, new proposals have been floated in at least Indiana, Colorado, Oregon, Florida, and Vermont. The United States as a whole had such a ban from 94 to 2004, and that had no noticeable effect on gun violence. Some federal appeals courts have decided that such bans are constitutionally acceptable. And the Supreme Court has not pushed him back yet. Here's the thing. If you're going to have fish in a barrel, somebody's going to come up one day and go fishing. Okay? In this nation, right? In this nation, we have two things, two dynamics going on right now. Now, I was talking about the college students previously, where they're talking about the mental illnesses of some of the students. What are you talking about? And then the actual mental illnesses that are out there in the United States today, the first diagnosis has to come at the hands of a police officer. So even if that police officer interacts with them enough to find out, in the case of like Nicholas Cruz, where we knew they wanted to commit him and they didn't, you know, despite all that stuff, all that knowledge, that still happened. So, talk about banning things all you want. You're not going to ban anything. Ban crime. How about that? Ban crime. Try that one because that's going to have the same effect as banning tools. But you're not talking about taking guns away from criminals because you had a criminal with the full force of the law aimed at him, and he still got by. Grow up, would you? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Now, everybody wants all one of the things the gun grabbers want. They always want it. They always want it. They want expanded universal background checks, which means the kind of background check that you have right now. You would also have extended for private purchases and or sales. So if you're selling a gun to a friend or a buddy, right? Then, come time to make that, you know, to make that sale happen, you're going to have to go to the cops and let them do all of their stuff, right? Okay, yeah. But we've also seen what happens when everybody that should be prohibited is not making it to the prohibited persons list, not making it into that NICS territory where you come back with a turndown, right? When you come back being told, no guns for you, okay? Now, the Cincinnati Inquirer has published a shocking article detailing how convicted felons and domestic abusers in the state of Ohio can still purchase guns despite their criminal histories. The details of the report are so outrageous that Ohio Governor John Kasich tweeted he would be taking immediate action to keep weapons out of the wrong hands in our state. You might be asking, hey, how are they able to keep buying these guns and pass a background check? Well, the Ohio courts have failed to log the information into the NICS system. Coming out of Columbus, in Ohio, a convicted felon barred from owning a gun can still purchase one after passing a background check, all because dozens of courts have failed to upload some paperwork. This is the same thing that led to the Sutherland, Texas shooting. where he was allowed to purchase a gun, which he then used to kill 26 and injure 20 more. State law requires courts to update the list of individuals barred from buying firearms at least once a week, but some courts went months or years without an update and without facing any repercussions, according to state audits. And then it has a list of courts that who were delinquent. Without an up-to-date background check system, a gun shop owner would have no way of knowing a buyer is legally prohibited from purchasing a gun. Each court delay of submitting a name increases the risk that someone purchases a gun illegally. Someone who may already have a history of violence. And it's hard to say how many names were held off the system over the years. Now, this is just one that we know about. Okay? That's just one that we know about. This is not, you know... In other communities, convictions aren't uploaded to the NICS as they should be. Now, this situation is beyond problematic, and the excuses for failing to do what's right are equally absurd. One woman says she was too busy to report people banned from owning a gun or even to allow the state to pick up the paperwork to enter names into the database manually. Cincinnati Inquirer also states that a court put paperwork in a drawer and no one touched it for months. Another court claimed it couldn't enter the proper information in the background check system because their password expired. Maybe they should have tried password. This is one of the worst cases coming out of Marion County. That this one, state's worst offender was Marion County's Common Pleas Clerk of Court. Five times in 2 years, officials from the Attorney General's office called the court, wondering why they had gone months without submitting any names to the background check system. Marion County staff complained of technology problems and insufficient personnel to complete the task. Staff repeatedly refused to help, refused help from the state. The court's clerk, Julie Cagle, is in charge of the filing. She acknowledged the court had periods of several months in which they did not send in names. Mailing paper submission is cumbersome, you see. So here we are at a time when the anti-gun left is calling for more gun laws and bans on AR-15s and high-capacity magazine bans. And reporting like this shows that officials aren't even implementing the laws on the books now. And this is why it is necessary for you, the law-abiding gun owner, to have the ability to defend yourself, because the government cannot be relied on to do the right thing all of the time. Astonishingly, there is no penalty for those who failed to do their job, even though the lives of innocent people are at risk. Heads should be rolling on this one, literally rolling. Governor John Kasich has now signed an executive order to strengthen reporting to the background check system. Yay. And this is, you know, this is another indication that government is not the answer for most things. The Waffle House shooter, that happened because of a failure of government. Not only did he, I mean, this is not even a case of this guy having his guns confiscated, and then he got other guns. The guns that were confiscated were the guns he used, because they confiscated them and gave them to his father. Somebody tell me what's wrong with this one. Then there's Broward County, the FBI, local law enforcement, Air Force. You guys failed. People in the law enforcement and justice systems, they're the ones who actually make the NICS system valid. And if it isn't valid, it is flawed. And if it isn't flawed, then getting out there, if it is flawed, then getting out there and telling me that this flawed system is what we want to build upon, and let's have more background checks, well, that's just, you know, just that's a specious argument. It's stupid. And I'm not really interested in listening to you at that point, because I, you know, I see that stuff and I'm just sitting there going, hey, this part vexes me. But these parts always vex me because getting out there where government has failed and then saying that government needs to do something about this. Just do what you're supposed to do. Execute what the law tells you to execute. And a lot of these things won't occur. If you take and confiscate the guns from some young guy and he lives with his dad or his dad lives close to him, don't give them to his dad. That's not even making the guy's commission of a crime a challenge. That's not even disrupting his pattern. And John Kasich, he's out there all ready to ban assault weapons and all this other stuff. And under his watch, various courts are not reporting anything. And I'm sure he's shocked and stunned and all this other stuff. And that's great. Sign that executive order there, Gov. Clean up your house. That's what you need to do first. Clean up your house. And then when you have done that, when you have cleaned up said house, then get back to me. Because until, these demands, until this idea that we're going to uphold the laws we have is met, I think you may be asking more than you need to be asking. No more laws until you can run what you got. How about that? I don't want to overload you. Obviously, there's too much work going on right now. So, smoke that one, would you? Smoke it. Smoke it, and let me know how it tasted. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Listen to me, ladies. I got a request for you. Most of you that have never, if you've never been in boxing, a fighter's weight is always measured and reported to the audience. And size matters in a fight. And for ladies, they come in various sizes, some small, some not so small. Now, one thing, though, is that due to certain, you know, physiological things that are in place today, smaller women are not going to do very well fending off an attack physically. So when the leftists start talking about female empowerment and fighting rapists, for me, I get excited about that because I think women should be able to do that. I think they should be empowered. But it turns out they have some disconnect on what empowerment really means. Now, I want you to imagine that you're having this conversation with a leftist, okay? The leftist says, we need to empower women. We need to fight against rape and bad men. Gender equality. Now, you, the female, go, yes, all right, let's teach women self-defense, concealed carry, escape tactics, etc. I'm in. Leftist, so to do this, give me your guns. Now, you would probably say, wait, what? You just said empower me, fight them, equality for all. You said I should defend against rape. How do you expect me to do that without a firearm? Leftists, on Twitter. We want you to be empowered on Twitter. Also wear one of those Naughty Bits hats and parade around in public with others wearing that same Naughty Bits hat. That will make you feel empowered. Gender equality. You would probably say, are you insane? The leftist is going to tell you, you're either with us or you're a Nazi or a racist. You might say, first of all, Twitter doesn't make me stronger, neither does a ridiculous Naughty Bits hat. That's just embarrassing, and none of this is equalizing. You guys just said that men are obsessed with, sculpture that reminds them of certain body parts and words and wanted to stop them by making up gender-inclusive language. But now you're doing the same thing that they were doing with your female organs displayed on hats. Also, you're offending yourselves by supporting female hats because you just said that sex organs are not definitive of gender and that there is no gender because it's fluid and that claiming a gender is wrong. So you're not being inclusive of fluid gender. Maybe just wear hats with holes to be inclusive of anyone with a hole, W-H-O-L-E. Anyway, how do I fight rape with Twitter? I can't even fight rape by calling the police. Cops don't magically appear between me and a rapist to save me and arrest me on the spot. Twitter doesn't appear in the real world, period. So how do I fight a rapist with my words and my politics, was essentially what you propose. Leftists will then look at you and say, you're alt-right, aren't you? And so the conversation with the left, alleging protection of women, ends. Without answers, well, with, you know, not without real answers, and has no logic. But the question persists, how does a petite female get equal standing in a fight? And it's a very simple answer, ladies. Get the equalizer. Get a gun. Now, you know, lots of small people in the past have had to use guns, male and female, to get some sort of equality out there. But no matter what your height or weight, if you have a firearm, you become a very great opponent. So whether you weigh 104 or 504, if you throw a handgun in with that, with a loaded magazine into that equation, all of a sudden you are a beast in a self-defense fight. And, you know, and you're empowered. No matter how manly you are and how feminine you may be, no matter how feminine the guy that's attacking you may be, no matter how big you are, no matter how small the man is, the gun is going to give you an equal chance. So the answer to the question of gender equality is the ability to arm yourself and give yourself a fighting chance against anyone who wants to come hither against your wishes. We have something very sacred here. We have freedoms, and we have a right to choose how to protect yourself. We are lucky because we live in a country where the founders had enough foresight to give us a base set of things called the Bill of Rights that is designed for freedom. The Bill of Rights provides you with an amazing opportunity for equality. It provides you with a guarantee of some very important rights, which we call enumerated rights, and then it guarantees that whatever rights are not enumerated are nonetheless retained by the people and protected against government takings, and then we're given the Constitution and the Supreme Court to supervise those protections, because the government is a bully by nature, and our founding fathers knew that. Knew it the whole time. So the Second Amendment was enumerated for us. Spelled out for us, lest there be some confusion. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Because our founding fathers knew that the firearm was the great equalizer. The firearm balanced out the playing field between a bully and a good guy, and that gave us a fighting chance. Equality of opportunity, you can call it, if you like. Leftists would tell you that's outdated. Back then, they didn't have Twitter empowerment. And you could look at them and say, so they didn't know that tweeting was a type of self-defense? So, after this last go-around, with all the attacks that were being leveled by the Parkland punks and, you know, the people that were empowering the Parkland punks and everything, I joined the NRA. Despite certain misgivings. And, you know, the NRA, when I go to the NRA meetup next Thursday, there will be females all over the place. There will be kids there, too. It's a family affair. This is empowerment. So if you want to support women's rights, if you want to support gender equality, then you should probably support the right to bear arms. Because in that final moment when you're being attacked and about to be hurt, well, you have a chance, you may have an opportunity to fight back, and you need something to level that out. You need something to win. As we get ready to close, I just want to give this real quick little word of advice I saw the other day. A lot of people are trying to discover the perfect gun that if you drop it, it doesn't go off. Um, a gun that has an ND when it's dropped, that can happen to any gun. It occurs when any type of handgun is dropped with a hammer cocked and no safety engaged. It can occur with some of these striker fires. It can happen with several other single-action autos, any double-action, single-action, or any revolver with an exposed hammer. And whenever we drop something, it is a natural response to try to catch it before it hits the ground or the floor. The problem is, with a gun, if you're dropping a gun, that becomes a little bit dangerous if you're trying to catch that before it hits the floor. So, like if you're in a class, okay, go by the steps. Don't load the gun until you're told to load the gun. Don't draw your gun until you're instructed to draw the gun. And if you drop anything, especially your gun, let it fall. It is possible that any handgun, could discharge when it's dropped on a hard surface. It is possible, but not probable. And in this case, it's far more probable that a discharge will result if you try to catch the gun in a fight. It all happens in a millisecond. You can't be really sure where our fingers are going or what they're doing. So if you drop your gun, whether you're training or in a fight, just remember that the gun is in motion, and it's headed for the floor. And if you stab your hand out there and try to catch it, you may activate the trigger. That has happened on law enforcement ranges before. I mean, it's sort of shocking to consider, but it has happened. So if it's headed for the floor, let it hit it. Back again tomorrow. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.